As we recently reported, a settlement has been reached in the Dominion versus Fox News, and for good reason. It is a confusing time for the economy. We'll share a couple of stories about that. Watch much TV or stream movies? If so, May 1st is an important date. Speaking of movies, Netflix just pulled the plug on what made it a household word just 25 years ago. So what's driving the high number of corporate defaults? We'll share some thoughts. Walmart is said to be eyeing alternatives to retail sales. And rather than throw away food, Trader Joe's gave it away. We've got the Wall Street Report, and hey, how about a little AI for Wall Street? Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to you for this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. As always, we are glad that you're spending some time with us to learn a little bit more about some of the top business news stories of the day. Hey, want to reach us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Not long ago, we reported on speculation that a settlement was close in the Dominion voting machines versus Fox News, and now we know that's exactly what happened. CNN is reporting that the settlement between Fox News and Dominion totals $787,500, according to Dominion attorney Justin Nelson. So what does this mean? Well, the last-minute deal means the closely watched case is effectively over and will not proceed to trial. By settling with Dominion, influential Fox News executives and prominent on-air personalities will be spared from testifying about their 2020 election coverage, which, by the way, was filled with lies about voter fraud. Nelson, the lawyer for Dominion, added, quote, "Over 2 years ago, a torrent of lies swept Dominion and election officials across America into an alternative universe of conspiracy theories, causing grievous harm," end quote. Meanwhile, the judge in the case praised both sides, and with the crash of the gavel, it was over. Earlier today, I was visiting with an agribusiness leader who said to me, quote, "You know, the economy is about to tank. We're in serious trouble," end quote. Trouble is, that may not be the case. As CNN has reported, after months of inflation at close to 40-year highs, prices are starting to cool. Readings on consumer and producer prices show that inflation is at its lowest pace since early in the crisis. The producer price index registered a 2.7% annual growth in March, and the consumer price index at 5% is down dramatically from its 9.1% peak just last summer. And the mighty American job market keeps chugging along. The jobless rate of 3.5% is near the lowest in half a century. By most measures, the job market is stronger today than what it was in February of 2020, before the COVID pandemic crashed the global economy. And more Americans are working right now, and they are making more money. Meanwhile, early into earnings season, the big banks look better than fine, and other companies are beating analysts' expectations. Oil prices are down sharply compared with last year, in part reflecting global growth concerns, but at the same time lowering costs for oil consumers. So I shared much of that with my agribusiness friend, and he said, "It is all so confusing." And yes, it is. Hey, if you're an avid television watcher, May 1st could be an important date for you. That is when writers for television, movies, and streaming shows have said they're going to go out on strike. Over 97% of the union members voted to walk out. Now, the last time something like this happened was back in 2007, and that strike lasted for 100 days. So what's causing the biggest headache? Well, the Writers Guild says the shift to streaming services means contracts must change to reflect the current landscape of how people watch television, movies, and more. Two words, stay tuned. May 1st, write it down. So if you were around some 25 years ago, you might remember how Netflix began. If you recall, it was a service that mailed DVDs to your home, and that change changed everything. Well, now Netflix will close shop on that segment of its business. The company said in a tweet, quote, "On September 29th, 2023, we will send out the last red envelope. It's been a true pleasure and honor to deliver movie nights to our wonderful members for 25 years," end quote. More companies defaulted on their debt so far this year than they did during the height of the lockdowns back in 2020. CNN is reporting that credit rating agency Moody's said 33 of the corporations it rates defaulted on their debts in the first quarter. That's the highest number since the last quarter of 2020, when 47 companies defaulted. Almost half, or 15 companies, defaulted last month, which is the highest monthly count since December of 2020. So what's going on? Well, many firms have been hit hard over the past year by a mix of rising interest rates, high energy prices, and a dimming outlook for global economic growth. All of that has mattered. In the United Kingdom, for example, the number of companies falling into insolvency last month far exceeded levels seen during the pandemic, when government support helped keep businesses afloat. So what's to come? Moody's expects that a combination of higher borrowing costs and slower global growth will push up defaults on speculative-grade corporate debt to 4.6% by the end of the year. That's up from 2.9% just last month in March. Speculative-grade debt refers to a riskier type of corporate bonds, also known as junk bonds, where there is a reasonable to high probability that the borrower will default. So what if the nation's largest retailer decided that retail was okay, but to thrive, it needs to move into more diverse offerings? And that just may be the case over at Walmart. Business Insider is reporting that in a trademark application for the term Clubhouse, filed back on April 6th, the company says it hopes to offer consumer businesses and market research, as well as prototype fabrication and website design and implementation for other individuals. A Walmart spokesperson did not answer Insider's questions about the trademark filing, instead saying the company is testing new ideas all the time. This trademark indicates that Walmart is continuing its trend of side hustles, or businesses outside of its traditional retail, to garner profits. In recent years, the company has unveiled arms focused on data analysis, advertising, fulfillment services, and more. Well, here's a story for you about food waste and making the decision to give food away rather than throw it in the trash. The Daily Dot is reporting that shoppers at a Louisiana Trader Joe's were in for a pleasant surprise when the store's refrigerators broke down. Instead of chucking the goods, the local Trader Joe's let customers load up on cold and frozen items for free. A Trader Joe's employee in a video said they were helping everybody instead of letting the food go to waste. Now, hold on to this bit of news. In the United States, between 30 to 40% of all food is wasted. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And coming up, we've got a story about that very issue, and the founder and executive director of a food rescue nonprofit will name names. But we will tell you that giving away fresh food is something that Trader Joe's already does. Be watching for that report. It was another mixed day on Wall Street as the major indexes hugged the flat line throughout the trade. The Dow closed off by 10 points, while the Nasdaq fell by 4 points, and the S&P 500 picked up 3 points to take the only win of the day, closing at 41.54. That slim gain came after strength in some big technology stocks countered some disappointing quarterly reports from Johnson & Johnson and Goldman Sachs as first quarter earnings season kicked into high gear. West Texas Intermediate crude picked up 2 cents to close at $80.85 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with ChatGPT getting busy with Wall Street. ChatGPT has begun to insert itself into the world of finance. Not only was the AI chatbot able to distinguish between hawkish or dovish statements by the Federal Reserve, it successfully determined whether headlines were good or bad for a particular stock, according to two academic papers. The research also shows the technology developed by OpenAI can perform these and other tasks without being specifically trained to do so. This so-called zero-shot learning capability already exceeds earlier technologies, said the experts. It is a brand new world. And that's a wrap. Thanks so much for joining us for this edition of the Business News Headlines. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.